Well, let's move to Europe today, where severe flooding continues after a week of heavy rain. France and Germany are seeing the worst of it. Jenny Hill is with the BBC and joins us from Berlin. And Jenny, describe what it's been like in the hardest hit areas of Germany today.
Yeah, the pictures coming out of some of these areas, particularly in Lower Bavaria, which is in the very south of Germany, are really very shocking indeed. We're talking about houses, towns seen from above still standing in water. People's homes are still filled with this water. Just a few days ago, even yesterday, what were roads had turned into raging torrents, rivers, if you like, just running down the streets. It's all very, very dramatic. These aren't the kind of scenes that you expect to see in a place like Germany. Nature has just taken over so many of these towns and villages.
Mm. Now, what's caused all of this flooding? Is it just the week of heavy rain that we've been seeing?
That's right, yes. People expected the weather to be bad this week, but I don't think they expected it to be quite as bad as this. A huge amount of rainfall has come in a very short space of time. One report said almost a half a month's worth of rain came down effectively in just a few minutes. That's overflowed creeks. The ground's already waterlogged, and that's led to these problems. We've had some unbelievably dramatic stories this week. People being winched from their homes by helicopter, standing on the roofs of their houses in order to stay above the floodwater. A school full of children, a class having to stay in a gym overnight because their school was surrounded by water. And then, of course, the death toll. 10 people have been killed so far in these floods since Sunday. In one case, reportedly, a woman, her mother and her grandmother all in one house when the water just came tumbling down through the street, engulfed the house, which then collapsed. Some terrible stories.
In France, we've been seeing towns, entire towns being evacuated. Of course, there's all that news from Paris about, for example, artwork in the Louvre having to be moved up from the basement to higher ground. I mean, it sounds awful, you know, across much of Europe here. When are the waters expected to subside?
Forecasters have said that they've downgraded now the severe weather warnings, which we've lived with here now for the last few days. They are, though, saying that there are more storms, more rain on the way. It's just not expected to be quite so severe. Now, having said that, they are warning people not to be excessively optimistic. People in these areas are living without electricity, without running water. Many of them, of course, can't live in their homes at all. They've been evacuated. Those homes are still filled. So people are hoping that they've had a respite, that this is the end of it, certainly here in Germany. But there is still a huge amount of work to do. And that's before you even start thinking about the cleanup operation and the millions of euros, possibly hundreds of millions of euros, actually, it's going to take to rebuild some of these communities.
Jenny Hill with the BBC speaking to us from Berlin. Jenny, thank you very much.
Thank you.